It's a new paradigm, and we're leading it. For the women ready to unbind themselves from the shackles of business that feels like gray cubicles and stuffy suits, for business that feels like creativity and magic, for the women ready to trade in rigid boxes for delicious feminine flow. It's time for feminine leadership and business done differently. Businesses built from equal parts intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. We're taking up space with uniquely differentiated brands. We're messaging with equal parts head and heart. And for the women going to the top, we're scaling with structural excellence to allow our feminine flow to dance, equal parts pleasure and precision roaring into the marketplace. I'm Catherine Morrison, and I'm helping women from ground zero to multiple millions do just that. From spiritual awakenings to parsing through nuanced funnel data, from creative urges and intuitive knowings to the most razor-sharp business strategy on the market, I've got you covered. I spent my career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, had a massive spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and now I'm on a mission to help women build businesses that make the world a better place. We're doing it our way, and we're doing it in style. This is Ascension Through Entrepreneurship. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the Quiz Results Series, and today we're covering the Empire Building Entrepreneur. Now listen, this one, I was thinking about this. This is the type. You are the person that you're not like, it's a little bit hope is not a strategy, right? You're like, we don't hope, like we plan. We don't hope for success, we plan for success. Of all the types, you have the greatest, like the way that your brain naturally works is very, the ability to sort of see all the pieces on the board, you know, it's sort of like other people in business, you're like, oh, that's so cute. They're like playing checkers, but you're able to see more of the board. Like it's, listen, this is even more than chess. I don't know if you've ever heard of the game Go, right? But like the more that you are really embodied as this archetype, it's like your ability to see more and more variables, more and more nuance of all of the different variables of what's happening in your business, the different business principles that sort of underlie what strategies will work and not work. Like this is something that comes very, very naturally to you. And I also just want to say, I sort of want to talk about my relationship with this one, because the way that I, when I take this quiz, I come out as a visionary creative, but I have very strong, like I'm sure if there was like a secondary one, it would be this one. And as I've come into being more embodied as a feminine leader, it took me some time to like, because this is, you would consider it almost like the most quote unquote masculine of the archetypes. It is like the linear, the logic, the ability to like see the way all the facets go together. And you, this is okay. Like if you thrive in the mental realms, it does not make you any less a woman, any less feminine, any less like, as I've come in, especially like the understanding of like feminine energetics in the spiritual space, right? And so I think this is something where if your mind works this way, you want to allow your mind to work this way. You want to allow this to be a thing that helps you thrive. And I think for me, it's been super useful. Like I was the person scaling 8- and 9-figure tech companies and created like $1 million net worth and then a multi-million dollar net worth by 34 by being planful, by being strategic. And that's this archetype. Like if you have this in you, like you are meant, this type more than any other of the archetypes is meant for big business. It is meant for scale because that is just naturally how your brain works. Okay. So let's talk about it. You possess a unique ability, like I said, to see all of the parts of the board. You tend to be quite ambitious, and it is sort of like this, this feeling for more, for big, for not necessarily bold, but like the impact that you're meant to have in terms of like quantity of people that you help is higher than a lot of the other types. And it also lends itself towards certain marketing things that your brain just works best with. So you're not just in the business of like creating products or services. You've got a keen eye. Remember, like you can see more of what's on the board than a lot of other people. So you're able to kind of see gaps in the marketplace easier, right? And then you can fill it in and be like, wait, what's the offer that would go here? What's the product that would go here? And it's a little bit of, it's a different way than the visionary creative. Like the visionary creative, like they don't really look at the board. It's like they're channeling something in, right? Whereas this type, generally you're able to look at the board. You still have to have your imagination. You still have to have your like, I know this could be better and this is why. But it's almost like what sparks that the ideas is your ability to look at the current marketplace and to look at the current board. Whereas the visionary creative, it's like they're not even looking. It's more like it's coming into them and then they have to figure out how do I get this into the marketplace. Yours is very much stemming from I'm looking at the marketplace and then how can I use strategic business principles, my desires, all of the things to like fill this in. So you excel at recognizing those opportunities in the marketplace. You are thinking several steps ahead more than the other types, and you are unafraid. Well, listen, I mean, you will become. The more you, like, I feel like this type, when you first get started, you might not have the confidence, but the more that you're doing the brand alchemy work, you're like really coming into owning this archetype within yourself. Like you're the kind of person that like you're going to make moves that seem wild to other people, but they're just very natural for you and the archetype of who you are. So in terms of the most effective marketing strategies for you, this type, more than any other type, you do well with data-driven marketing techniques. So there's certain things like really nerding out on the different types of Instagram posts and how can we use this to increase reach for this kind of post, and this is the metric that we track and all of that kind of stuff. Like it feels like a fun puzzle for you. And whereas like for other people, like metrics are just like just annoying, like, you know, probably more the visionary creative. They're like, I want to be in my art, and like their content will do really well, but it's coming from a different place. Whereas again, you are very good at looking at the marketplace and then filling in your imagination almost on top of it. And so to allow yourself, like you're totally allowed to play, nerd out on the metrics, nerd out on like, ooh, what cool innovative strategy could we bring to this to move the numbers in this place? As you like, once you get your branding and your messaging skills really dialed in, those foundational entrepreneurial skill sets, this type, more than any other type, you thrive in funnels. So like, it's just so interesting as I've gotten like a lot of friends, all of them making millions of dollars, but some of them do very well with these like more organic, like just they have this dynamic social media content that just builds them explosive social media presence. And then they're just like, you know, in marketing there organically on social. That doesn't mean that you can't have this. And in fact, maybe you would hire a content person to do this. This type generally, it's like a quieter business, right? It's not like the splashy kind of influencer business that you see a lot on social media. You will still most likely be on social media, right? But this type I see, it's so fascinating because I have like friends that are this type and they make millions of dollars and their social media is actually quite quiet, but they've been so strategic. They've been so planful about like the moment someone like comes in off of social or off of an ad, it's like they are like on the journey, the ride of a lifetime that you've thought through ahead of time with like a really, like really beautiful digital infrastructure in your company that is just able to create clients very quickly when you're like really, you have to learn the marketing skills, but your brain will, once you learn those marketing skills, these strategies will work very naturally for who you are. You want to focus on building a strong brand that resonates with the power of your vision and to like really allow you to fill it in with the scale of your ambitions. Like you're not meant to be small or intimate. And so it can sort of feel weird in the beginning, because you know, like you feel it inside of you, and actually you building a brand that expresses and calibrates to that bigness is actually what sort of like makes you big enough to fill it in with the customers sooner, if that makes sense. So don't like, if your brain is telling you like, I'm just in my first 100,000, I'm just in my first 200,000, like, yes, sure. But like, remember, you're planful. And so you have to think about like, this is, you probably have heard me on the podcast if you've been with me for more than a minute, right? But like, even when I was in the very, my first year, I'm like, oh my gosh, next year, I'm going to have grown so much. I'm going to have scaled out of this. I'm going to be in group. How can I enjoy one-on-one now? And so I really understand this brain, this type, where it's like, you can live in the present moment in the phase of business that you're in, but recognizing everything, always you're building for the future and then reverse engineering back. How do you make it happen? That is true. I am helping all the types do that, but like this for you is like the, it's very important that you're allowing yourself to do this, because this is like, it's the most easeful for you of the other types. You want to invest in, once you have those branding and messaging skills on lock, like I recommend this type more than any others to like get good at ads, get good at paid ads. Like this is something that will feel so fun to you. Like I can't tell you the amount of energy I have in my body right now, because listen, I told you, I test visionary creative, but I have this very strong as like a close second. I love funnels. The tech company that I helped scale from like 8 to 9 figures, that was an ad tech company. I was working with data scientists where like, when people are like, I manifested it and it was like magical, I was like, no, I was with the data scientist and we saw like the 27 different variables. And when the temperature went up 2 degrees, we would deploy more ads here, because that like, it's sort of understanding the science of all the little pieces of human psychology. And this is something where it's like, you love that stuff. And then you also love to play in, then how can we create something really incredible as a client experience that will help draw people in? So once you've got the brand unlock, once you've got the messaging unlock, highly, highly recommend learning paid ads, going into paid ads, and allowing yourself. I talk about this in the Growth and Scale series, but when you go to scale, you want to allow your profitability to dip down a little bit more, and recognizing that if you have set everything up, we cover this in Pleasure and Precision. So if you were going to scale, please come join me in Pleasure and Precision. I would love to help you with this, but you want to think about like, you can almost go, you can be aggressive in your lead acquisition more than the other types. So like, you can spend more if you need to for a lead and paid advertising, because you will have been so smart on the back end with your digital infrastructure that like, you know, that will generate clients. You will have the math that bears that out, and you'll be able to get there faster. So for you, I know some of you listening might still be in your first $100,000, $200,000, but like, trust me, log this as like a thing. Also, you can like leverage partnerships and collaborations. Like, you remember, you're like looking at the board. You're like, what are the resources? What are the things? How can I grow more quickly? And so you can start to look at what are the win-win relationships that you can create with different people that are serving maybe a similar market to you, but not in a competitive way. And then leveraging that to sort of like build more quickly. It's like you have a mind that can make fewer moves with outsized returns with a lot more ease, because it's just naturally how your brain thinks. So again, you have a knack for looking at the market, seeing how things could be done better. You can feature this in your messaging, right? So like, don't be scared. When you see the gap, you call out the gap, you talk about it. And then you talk about why, like, okay, like I saw this happening, like literally tell us the story. Right? Because you're super good at looking at the board and being like, no, I could do this better. Tell us why. Tell us what you saw. Tell us how you knew it didn't work. Tell us why it was like failing customers. And you can do that in a way that isn't like, I'm not saying you have to like throw shade at other people or like do anything. It's just like a genuine, like, you can do it from a place of groundedness, a place of centeredness, where you're like, talking about this is why it was important for me to create this, right? You'll hear me often talk about like how I am like really shifting from this masculine paradigm to a more feminine paradigm. And it's important. This is like that part of me, right? It's like, I'm looking at the board, I'm looking at the marketplace and what's not working. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to lead us into the new paradigm. And this is what that's going to look like. So whatever you're leading people in, whatever shift you're helping them oversee, really explain, talk to them about what it is, talk to them about why you're improving it, and talk to them about how. That is something that will like really deeply resonate with your people. And again, you want to like break things down. So when you're looking, this could be like, again, we talked about in the front end, how you can like nerd out on like the different types of Instagram content and how the metrics move and all the different things. But you can also look at the back end of your business and have a unique way of seeing things and breaking them down to figure out your next steps. This type, and listen, this is me too. Like I have a brain that does this. And so this type, like when you hire like an operations person, it can be like you have to learn to just let someone else do it. It's so easy for your brain to see things and you can point it out and you can let them know. But there's a moment where, gosh, how do I explain this? But it's sort of like, I think all types, this can be like a shadow for a lot of women of like, I can do it better myself. But it is like you have such a high competence level. One, you have to like learn to hire people that like are punching at your weight level. But then two, after you recognize that you've like hired the people that are punching at your weight level, you have to sort of let it go because it gets to the point where maybe you could do it better like a little bit, but it's like, would you rather just let someone else do it and have it be not quite completely perfect, but still be perfectly working and functional and like and doing what it's meant to do. And then you get to take bubble baths in the afternoon and like get your kids from the bus stop, right? And so I think this is where this type generally is like more suited to really be in like that less, there's some CEOs where they're like visionaries and they have an integrator, like the visionary creative, for instance, they're meant to be in the visionary seat and they will have a strong operations person on the back end. You're the type that's gonna be sort of like, you can swap both ways. In fact, if anything, you might be best served to have something like, I see with this type a lot more when you go to scale, having things like bringing in a community manager, bringing in, people that can do like more super dynamic creative content for you on your social, because what I'm helping when I'm helping you all scale, it's like your company can be bigger than you. When you first start and you're a solopreneur, you've got to use strategies that work for you. But when I'm helping you all go from being a solopreneur that like basically is your business to being an entrepreneur that runs a business, you get to extend the capabilities of your business by basically filling in and hiring people with different zones of genius from you, right? And so I think, for instance, when I'm helping visionary creatives scale, it's much more important that they hire an operations person earlier, whereas for you, you can probably go for longer without hiring an operations person, but you're probably going to want someone either on that like super creative social media content stuff where it's like you can do it, but it's like a zone of competence or like you're willing to, but it's not your zone of genius. And same thing with like community management. So if you're going into like more scaled things, this doesn't make you, when I like help this type scaling, there can be like guilt or shame around like, I actually don't want to be in the community all the time. And I just want to release you from that. So like if you're in this type and you're in more of a scaled business and you feel like it makes you an asshole for not wanting to be in there all the time, it's literally not your zone of business brilliance. Like your zone of business brilliance is like being up in the tower looking at the board. And so you being up in the tower and looking at the board and making these big moves, like actually is helping the people down below the tower, right? And so like if you're making yourself get down from the tower all the time and you think what it means is like, I have to be in there, I have to be in with the community all the time, you're actually hurting the business. Now, of course, if you want to be involved, if it's coming from genuine desire, right? But I'm often finding with this type, when I'm coaching you all as you're scaling to like your first million, that's the rub that I see very often, right? And so you have a tendency towards being really good at the logical, being really good at linear messaging that works great for a certain subset of buyers, right? So like the bullet point list, the very clear process, all of that kind of stuff. But again, it's sort of like that is incredible. It's going to be on point. And then you want to work on making sure that you're balancing it out with the more heart-based content of like really tap in. Like you might be like a master at the mental realms, but you have a big freaking heart and it's why you're doing your business. So make sure that you're like taking the time to tap into that and to also create content, create things. If you have a team, like be communicating with them in a way where it's like you're taking the time to drop in deeply to your heart center and express from that place, right? Because it sort of fills a different part of us. And for buyers, for the team that you're leading, we all have both like emotional and logical parts of ourselves. And the logical stuff comes super easily to you. The heart-based stuff, I'm not saying it doesn't come easily to you, but it takes a little bit more conscious awareness to really drop into it and to stay connected to that mission, to stay connected to like, oh my gosh, like I love this so much. There can be a shadow here where because you're so good in the mental realms, you can almost accidentally disconnect from the heart and then data becomes data and you forget that it's like people and that you love those people and that you're there to serve them. So there is this, just like I don't want to say forewarning. It's not like a warning, right? But like to make sure that you have practices or that you're staying really present and conscious to why you got into this business, why it matters, and then always moving and allowing yourself to dance in any data-driven strategies from that more heart-centered, connected place. So you know your current strategies are misaligned if you're feeling limited or constrained by like small scale operations or thinking. So you're the kind of person that is meant to like, you are not meant to be in little programs with like beginner fish, right? So, even if you are a beginner fish, like you are meant to join high level masterminds probably sooner, right? Than other types. Like it's really important for your spirit, right? Like it just is like who you are, to get into those rooms sooner to calibrate yourself to higher levels. And once you calibrate to those higher levels, it expands something within you. And it really is just an expansion that puts you in your natural seat of power. Also thinking you need to tolerate like, and this is going to be coming more if you're putting yourselves in smaller rooms that aren't meant to fit you, but they'll be like, here's the step-by-step incremental business growth process. Right? Like this was for me when I like came into business and then it was just like, it will take years, like 3 years to be profitable. And I was like, how about I like go all in and I'm at 300,000 by year two, right? So I think it's like recognizing that you're meant to take big leaps. And if there's something that's feeling small and incremental to you, to never think that's a box that you have to shove yourself into. Like you're meant to expand quickly. I think the shadow of this is like managing any like impatience that comes up when you're like making big moves, but like the thing hasn't manifested yet. You like really need to work on holding your belief, holding your centeredness, your like seat of power there. But you are, if anything feels incremental, little step by step, it is not for you. The other thing is like, if you're putting yourself in spaces where they're teaching you non-scalable marketing strategies, like go post in Facebook, like that could be, maybe you're like first 3 to 6 months, you like post in Facebook groups to build your own audience or like do something non-scalable. But your type is meant to be up in the tower in more scaled ways. And so it might feel like in the first year, the first 18 months, that you're sort of out of alignment doing these like non-scalable things where you're like, I want to be up in the tower. Like I don't want to be down here, but you want to focus on really getting good at branding, really getting good at messaging, dialing that in, and then you can click it in so quickly into a very scalable up in the tower operation. Once you have the branding and messaging unlock, you've learned maybe how to do strategies that aren't like 100% your favorite thing, but they get you, they're like able to help you grow quickly. This was honestly, in my experience, probably my first year I was just posting in Facebook groups. I was a career coach at the time. So I just found Facebook groups that were like for women that were talking about their careers. And I just became very well known in those groups. And I was very quickly able to grow to, I mean, I think actually my, this is where I had to work on my impatience. My first year, I worked harder than I had worked ever in my job, scaling 8- and 9-figure companies. And I worked harder and made $60,000, right? But I knew, I was like, if I am willing to stick with it through this period, I'm going to be able to like click up and then be up much more in that like director level role, that like up in the tower kind of thing. And that like, it really, I feel so clicked in right now in my company from that place. And I'm so glad I was willing to just start with the stuff that was non-scalable, but recognize again, it's like, this is a short-term thing to fill this short-term goal. And then I'm flipping it. And I know that I'm moving towards more scalable stuff. So common business advice that is not for you is the soul, like start small and work your way up gradually. Like hell no. If you are in rooms, if you are in networks of people that they're like, well, business just takes a long time. It's going to be this, it's going to be that. Like, yes, maybe that is true for them. That might be. I mean, one, I think if you have that thought, of course that will be true for you. But I do think that there are some people that are a little bit more like slow and steady, and that might feel best for them and who they are. But if it doesn't feel right for you, like I coach a lot of people like this, where it's like, you know, people tell me it just takes time. But it doesn't. Like, it just takes alignment, and it just like, let's get you the right strategy and let's click you in and let's move fast, right? So like, don't believe that it has to take a lot of time. Don't believe that it has to be small and it has to be like super slow and gradual. Like, that's not your design. The other thing is like stuff that's like promoting super intimate personal connections. Again, I have like worked with so many of this type where it's like you feel bad that like it's genuinely not a desire you have, but it's just not your jam. And it doesn't make you a jerk. It just means that like for you to be in, you really thrive in, you want to help people, but the way that you help people is thriving in the higher levels of like idea realms, if that makes sense. And so like to give an example of what this looks like for me, I am awful with texting. My friends that know me and love me, they know that if you get me for a Zoom call, I will be there. I like really work hard to like FaceTime and call my mom, but like I will never be the person on text threads talking about what I ate for lunch. Those sort of like the smaller things, it would like insult my soul to like to force myself to do that in order to think I needed to do that to create connection, right? And so I think for you, this is what I talked about earlier, when you're going to scale for this type, when you're past your first $100,000, $200,000 or whatever thing it is, as you're building a community, it's the kind of thing usually where hiring a community manager doesn't mean you don't love your community. It just means to be in your business brilliance zone, up in the tower, up in the tower. I just keep feeling called to tell you it's okay to be up in the tower and to allow your community manager to be the person where like they are, their business brilliance zone is being in the throngs of people, right? And we can even talk about what does that look like, where this type actually more than other types, you could scale your personal brand, but with this type, I'm often working with them on how do we shift you from a personal brand to a company, maybe even like a faceless brand. And then we could even just like start making someone like your community manager known as, or something like that, right? It's much more that sort of DNA of a company when I'm working with this type. So just something to keep in mind. And again, last thing, common business advice that isn't for you is like when people are just suggesting like to do stuff that is like super, super time consuming. It's almost like any marketing strategy that feels like it's like one fishing pole and you like throw it out and you catch one fish at a time. That is great if the goal is like a small $100,000, $200,000 business, maybe more like my passionate helpers, like they might always stay in strategies that are like that. But you are the person who's like, okay, I'm going to like start with the fishing rod and catching the one fish, but as quickly as possible, how do I buy a boat and like get a larger net and like just create something that's like much bigger operationally, right? So all of those things. If you feel itchy in the beginning, I just want to normalize the fact that, like, yes, that is going to be normal for your type. And you're probably like, if you're making the moves you're meant to make, if you're putting yourself in those higher level rooms, if you're like allowing yourself to make moves as big as you feel within you, like, you are going to grow very quickly and you will move into scaling much more quickly. I have had people come in. I think I had a client, Sarah, who was at $200,000 in her first year. And then she was like scaling. I was helping her hire people within her second year of business. And that is definitely something that is like more normal for this type than other types. And so just making sure that, like, you're allowed to be big, you're allowed to make big moves, and that is literally your zone of business brilliance. You're meant to do it. So I hope this was helpful. If you want any help, whether you're like, oh, I'm like super curious about the branding part, the messaging part, or you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm like at my first quarter million and like I want the boat and the net, like 100% come join me in the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. You can come learn more about all of my programs at katherinemorsoncoaching.com. And in the meantime, wherever you're at, if you've got your fishing rod or if you've got your boat, listen to this episode again and again and again. I know it's gonna, like, you're gonna absorb more every single time and just really let the codes of this sink into your body. You're meant to be big, go big. All right, I love you so much. Bye. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you are going to be over the moon inside of my programs. There are only 3 core skills you need as an entrepreneur: branding, messaging, and scaling. When you aren't signing the number of clients you want, it's only one of 2 problems. First, you're either not attracting people to work with you, or you're attracting the wrong kinds of buyers, and that is a branding problem. Or you're not communicating effectively to the people you've attracted in, so they're sitting on the fence instead of raising their hands to come work with you. And that is a messaging problem. Once your branding and messaging is on point, you get a new problem. We call it a champagne problem around here, and that's always the type of problems I want to be helping you solve. And that new problem is that you have way too many people wanting to work with you. The demand for your service is way higher than the time you have in a day. And that's where scaling comes in. For women going to the top, we're setting up scalable offers, scaled marketing, and a company where you have support from team and systems so that your business finally is something taking care of you instead of you feeling like the business is one more thing you have to take care of. No matter where you are on your journey, I have the exact program to help you. We're gonna cut that out. We work on your brand inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and your messaging inside the Words Are Wands Mastermind. And for those ready to expand from solopreneur to entrepreneur running a company, I help you do it in a pleasure-filled way inside of the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. Branding, messaging, and scaling. These 3 skills make up the triple threat skill set stack and are the clearest, fastest pathway for your business to bloom in ways you never dreamt possible. To learn more and join us, head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com. I'll see you there.